Manuel Noriega spent most of the past 2 decades behind bars in the United States. Now a French court has sentenced him to another 7 years in prison. He was found guilty by a Paris court of laundering about $2 million worth of illegal drug money. He is accused of taking money from Colombian drug lords while he was in power during the 1980s and putting the money in French bank accounts. Noriega's lawyers argued that as a serving head of state, he should have been immune from prosecution. One of his lawyers, Antonin Levy, called the decision by the French court politically motivated.
The critical issue was, of course, politics. They, by all means, tried to keep General Noriega in jail. They don't want him to go out. He's been in jail for more than 20 years now, and the rule, the maximum rule, is to keep him inside a cell. And they'll do everything they can and everything possible to let him stay inside a jail and not go back to Panama.
Noriega was arrested in 1990 after the United States invaded Panama and removed him from power. He was given a 40-year sentence in 1992, which was later reduced to 30 years on appeal and further reduced to 17 years. He was held in custody pending his extradition to France earlier this year. Noriega's attorney, Olivier Metzner, told journalists that the sentence was severe.
Et nous pouvons constater au rendu du jugement que c'est une décision à connotation politique qui a été rendue.
Metzner says Noriega should not spend another 7 years imprisoned in France after already serving his sentence in the United States. Noriega is 76 years old and his lawyers say he is in poor health. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, London.